Plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and the 2012 ranking Arizona number one plumber. Gatos approved, Rosie on the House certified. 877-236-1776. Ben Franklin Plumbing, AZ.com.
A Day with a Plumber with Rosie on the House. Again, we'd like to thank our good friend Chris Stanfield from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the Rosie Certified Plumber in the Maricopa County area, to come in on his weekend off and share his expertise with you, the Arizona homeowners. And know this, if you're looking for a plumber in your neighborhood, if you're up in northern Arizona, of course, we have Yavapai Plumbing and Heating out of Prescott Valley that serves the whole Yavapai Coconino County area. Down in Tucson, we've got Woods Plumbing, handles all of Pima County. In the Casa Grande Connection, which we have just recently opened, we've got Brutinel Plumbing, takes care of all the plumbing in Pinal County. So we've got you covered. So regardless, if you're trying to tackle that project, and that's why Chris came in today, to try and help you tackle that particular project yourself, if for some reason you get in the middle of it and you threw your shoulder out of joint trying to tighten the basin bolt with a crescent wrench and it had to climb over and around the RO system and behind the garbage disposal, and now you're on your way to the hospital and you want to get a plumber, well, he can do that for you as well. Let's talk a little bit about that topic, the water heater, the most abused plumbing fixture, the most abused. Most people don't realize it's the third largest appliance consuming, energy consuming device in the house.
Yeah, that's true, because everyone likes their hot water.
Everybody likes their hot water. Lots of questions about how often should I drain it? How often should I test the pressure relief valve? How often should I flush it? What do you tell folks?
Well, yeah, there are things you're supposed to do to help maintain, although I have to admit I don't always do it on my own house. But you should be flushing that water heater at least once a year. Twice would be even better. And you should test that TMP valve. That's the safety device on top, usually, that helps protect that water heater from blowing up.
All right. Let's talk through draining the water heater. First off, I think you and I are together on this. If you haven't drained your water heater and it's over 5 or 6 years old, you don't drain your water heater.
Well, you might be better off just letting it go.
Yes.
You could cause more problems.
Yes, you could. So let's assume we've got a new water heater. We've turned over a new leaf. We're going to take care of this thing the way it really should be taken care of. We're even going to read the owner's manual to find out how often this needs to be done. Let's talk them through a water heater drain.
Okay.
Step by step.
You're going to actually drain the water heater. What you're going to want to do is turn off the water at the top of the water heater. It's usually a valve. Hopefully it's one of the new ball valves. Turn that off, and then you can open up a faucet inside the home on the hot side. That'll relieve the pressure. And then you're going to hook a hose up to the bottom. There should be a drain spigot on the bottom. Hopefully it's brass. If it's plastic, I don't think any of the new water heaters are actually putting plastic on anymore. So
that's
if
nice.
It is a fairly new one, it'll be brass. You can hook a hose up to that, open that up, and if it's not full of sediment, it'll start draining. And, oh, I forgot the most important thing. Before you do any of this, you need to turn the power off, whether it be electric or gas. So if it's electric, you need to go to the breaker, turn off the breaker. If it's gas, there's usually a valve. There should be a valve right there next to it to turn off the gas.
Okay, we turn off the power. We turn off the valve feeding the water heater. We attach a garden hose to the valve at the bottom of the water heater and simply open that valve with the hose out to the yard and one of the faucets in the house cracked on the hot water side.
Yeah, so that doesn't create a vacuum so it can drain out.
Okay, and if we have, on a regular basis, 6 months every year are draining it, that's keeping the sediment from building up on the bottom, how long will it take a 40-gallon water heater to drain?
Well, if it's in good shape and the drain's in good shape, it won't take long. It should take less than, say, 15 minutes. It should drain out.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good flow of water. That's 40 gallons draining out in 15 minutes. If you crack the valve open, I've actually cracked the valve open and left the hose out in the yard when I'm working on a remodel or replacing a water heater or something like that, and I go back an hour later, and there is a drop of water at the end of that hose.
Yeah, sediment's in there, and it's just not letting any water out.
And it will build up 6, 8, 12 inches thick, and it works as a dam.
It certainly can.
And then if you only have 2 or 3 inches of sediment, the water will start carrying it out, and then it plugs up the hose.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes it takes a little more work than you think. One thing, though, if you're just looking to flush the water heater, you don't have to go through all these steps. You can just hook a hose up to the bottom of that water heater, turn it on, leave the water on, and that pressure will then push everything out. And that's all you have to do to actually just flush the water heater.
Okay, let's talk through that. Okay, if we're draining the water heater, we've talked through all the steps and getting it drained. Let's say it did drain adequately. Once it's drained, I usually tell people, look, most the supply tube actually goes down to the bottom of the tank.
Yeah, cold water to the bottom.
Yeah. So I tell people, look, while the hose is on and the valve on the bottom is open, go ahead and flush 5 or 8 or 10 or 15 gallons of fresh water all the way through it, kind of rinsing the inside of the tank and getting it out.
Yeah, that's very helpful. And you just kind of let it run till you go to the end of the hose and see if there's no more stuff coming out. Then you got it pretty clean.
Now, you close the valve on the bottom, disconnect the hose, fill the tank back up. What do you do with the pressure relief valve? I have some plumbers that say don't touch it, never touch it because it can stick open. And I have other plumbers that say, no, I know a lot of plumbers that use that instead of cracking the hot water faucet. They just raise that up.
Yeah, you should technically open that up, test it, make sure it's working, and it should shut off. If it doesn't, it needs to be replaced.
Anyway.
Yeah, but chances are, I can tell you, if you touch it, it's probably going to leak and you're going to have to replace it, which is not a bad thing because it's a very important, in fact, it's the most important piece on the water heater.
It's a huge safety device. Can we talk about anode rods?
Sure.
We talk about anode rods a lot. How often should an anode rod be replaced?
Well, that depends. Sometimes it's more often than not, but you should at least check it. You know, if you put it in, I would say check it in at least 2 to 3 years, pull it out, see if it's still there, still in good shape. And if it's getting worn out, you need to put a new one in.
All right. And if you're scratching your head as to what an anode rod is, we'll answer that when we get back. We'll also answer Tracy's question, calling from Tonopah, and your question as well. We have open lines. Now's the time to get in. 888-767-4348.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.
I smoked for 50.